Well, it is rather ironic, isn't it, that Mr. Tsvangirai's MDC is now calling for his return. I think that they ultimately realized that he didn't have solely the interests of Mr. Mugabe and his party at heart, but the interests of Zimbabweans, and wanted to find something that could move the country forward. And so perhaps that is what has happened.
And just a few months ago, they were actually calling for his replacement.
Yes, they were indeed. And I think that has got a lot to do with playing politics within their own ranks and with other political parties in the country. And I think that they were hoping that by doing that, they could somehow influence what might happen at the talks. And to an extent, I suppose that it worked, because ultimately there were some nuanced movements in the deal that was originally proposed to the one that was finally signed.
But since Thabo Mbeki is no longer South African president, does he really have any clout in such mediations?
I think we need to remember that SADC itself has called for him to remain on as mediator. And also, I have a feeling that President Motlanthe might want him to do it, perhaps as a gesture to show that he is still in good standing in South Africa, because the ANC itself is starting to feel the bite, a bit of a backlash, following its treatment of Mr. Mbeki.
I've seen reports about such a backlash. How serious is it?
You know, Joe, there have been one or two polls that show quite a significant backlash. My feeling is that there should be some time to repeat those polls to determine whether, in fact, they hold true over a period of time, or whether it's just a sort of a knee-jerk reaction to recent events. And I think it just remains to be seen exactly how that plays out.
Now, if Thabo Mbeki actually resumes his role as mediator in the Zimbabwe political situation, what standing do you think he would have with President Mugabe of Zimbabwe, being now that he is no longer South African president?
I do think, Joe, that if he goes back as mediator, he goes back with the full support of SADC and also of the African Union. And I do think that the African Union has made it clear, as has the Southern African Development Community, to Zimbabwe's leaders, that they want to see this matter resolved.